Okay, we're learning from Masechta Peah, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Uvi Ilan. When it comes to a tree, so we're discussing different types of Shechayim Peah, a tree in Oig, Ve'echaruvin, Ve'ho'egezim, Ha'shkeidim, Ha'gefanim, Ha'rimoinim, Ha'zesim, Ha'tzvatamorim, Chayim Peah. What's an Oig? Oig, what is an Oig? You know what an Oig is? An Oig is an Ilan, Shapri, Shaloi, Adom is red. They call it balaz, they call it fine. The fruit is a red fruit. You know what that is? A red fruit. Mars. Mars is the red planet.
How about pomegranate?
Pomegranate is red? Yeah?
You don't eat pomegranate?
The seeds are red.
The outside's red too?
It is?
Come on. And what do you call it? On Rosh Hashanah, you don't eat a pomegranate? Simon, remind him?
Maybe I do, I don't know. Come on. I don't know.
It's all fuzzy to you, right? So.
Ha'oig. Ha'oig.
It's full.
Ha'ilan Sha'apri Shaloi Adam is red. The currently called the last fine. Ha'raman Peri Shahu Tzemach, it's a sprout. Shem Abdin Bayi Ha'oiras, which they used to go and tan the hides. The current law by Rabbi they call it sumak. We are shkoda shalai ruin lachila, and the clusters of this seed, of this semach, of this seed are roi lachila, and it's called a fruit. For lav dafka elu shemona hatana b'shamal bepeya, lav dafka these shemona hatana chayav bepeya, loy vimea ilan asachedim, elu elu b'doymeyem b'kamar. These are just examples. Don't be misled to believe that the list that's enumerated here in this Mishnah are the only types of fruit which are Chayav Peah. It's not so. Anything that is similar to these is Chayav Peah. So Nachmos Ilan, when it comes to Trin Oig, is the red plant. Either it's a plant or it's a fruit. Ve'hecharuvin is carob. Now that is, that's like a rock. It's like rock. It's like a rock. You eat it on Tu B'Shvat. Do you ever eat carob?
Sure, eat it on
Tu B'Shvat. It's like a rock. It's like
rock
hard,
solid.
Hard like a rock.
Rock solid.
How could they eat that? I don't understand. Why do you eat like that? We have goyim nuts, we have shkedim almonds, we have gefanim vines, we have harim is pomegranate. So it can't be, oh, it cannot be pomegranate, because over here it says a pomegranate beferish. We have zesim olives, we have tamam dates, chayav mepeyam. Mishnah Vavli. Elam huchan dosim b'shum peyam b'fatim
b'maishas. What are you going to the next one for?
We're done. What's there more to do?
Read it again, because I didn't read it.
Elon, when it comes to a tree, what tribes of trees are chayav and peyam? Number one is the oig, the red fruit.
The famous red
fruit. The red fruit.
It's a plum.
Plum?
Plum red.
They had plums in those days?
I mean, they were just manufactured?
I don't know.
Put them out recently?
Potatoes.
Like 2015, right?
Or potatoes.
Potatoes?
Or a turkey. What are the Muscovy duck?
Eating the Rosh Hashivas. Tasting go. Elon.
Ha'oig. Oig is the red fruit. Charab is carob. What is carob?
Okay,
fruit. Egoiz marnat. Sashkelim almonds. Vagifanim vines. Vaharim and pomegranates. Vahazesim aloes. Vahatam and dates. All of these things are chayam. All these things are chayam peah. Mishnah above the olam who knows him is shumpeh. Botim and amashi. Oh, you chayam shumpeh. And you put from mice race. Ach she yim arech. Until I do this. Here, Shemar. You take over here this tool. And you flatten it. Okay, you take it and you flatten. You take all of the seeds, all the kernels, and you make it nice and flat. So what does this mean? It's a person that's failed. Okay, failure. A person that's failed to leave alone a corner of the field to serve as payah. And he brings in all of the grain into his silo, or he leaves it in the field. Chayiv lahafish min atolosh upay. You must separate pay from the tolosh. Yeah, payah shemafish min atolosh noisin noisin laniim pitui min hamaisros. Okay, that's the chiddush. Here is a situation where the person, he went and he made a mistake. Look what he did. Look what he did in this situation. Instead of leaving over some of the stalks attached to the ground. He harvested the entire field. He piled it up in the corner of the field like this. So now what he should do is he should separate from this old grain. He should separate the 60th and give this to the poor. And when he gives it to the poor, it is payah. And the rule is payah is potter from nicer. Got it?
Uh-huh.
Pitura nin hamaasros. The paying the gift from what's tolish is exempt from meiser. Good?
Something that you give to something is...
What's the problem?
The payer.
Over here, I have failed to leave over from the corner of the field payer.
Good.
Instead, I harvested the entire field.
Good.
I collected it. It's and so the halach is you still chayef to give payer. Separate a small amount of the grain and give it to the poor people. I want to give it to poor people.
Even though it's talish, even though you're supposed to leave it.
Exactly. And when I give over to the poor people, this that I give over is potter from Meiser. You only give something, you don't have to give Meiser, you don't have to give Truma and Meiserish and Meiser Sheni, because payer, when you give payer, this you give payer is exempt from Trumas and Meisers. So even though now I've cut it, I've removed it from the earth, it's no longer connected to the earth, I give Meiser. When I give Meiser, I do not have to give. It's detached. I'm giving payer. Even though it's detached, I do not have to give on this payer tshuva and meiser.
Good.
Okay. No more time. Mi shaloi hiniach payer besodeh demchuber chayif lahafresh minatolush via payer shemafresh minatolush v'neisim laniim pitur min hamaisras. Good. Next, add until she ye more reach. Until you flatten it. What do you mean, where do you get that word from? Until you flatten it. You see reach over here.
So the guy doing this.
She yase kiri. You make a pile. It's savor sheltua a pile and it's sibor. Shell tour until you make a pile of grain, and then when you make a pile of grain and you flatten it out, now that triggers your obligation to be mafresh meiser.
So why would I have to give meiser on payah?
No, it's too late to give payah. Oh. Once you do meriach, you've already passed the stage where you can give payah. Now no more payah. It's too late.
Lost it.
Avol imba. So here's Shiasek, it's Kedash Kri is a silo, a pile. It's Sibur, two words which really mean the same thing, a pile. Sheltua. Avul imbola hafrish peya, achar hameriach, tsarich shiafrish chuma, the hamaisros tehila, the achar kachitil peya, shayim potimina maisros ela, ela peya shnidlo kodim hameruach. So he's saying here in Rabbi Rebbe Yisoid, you have to give peya, just because you did meruach. You did sheyim areach. Just because you made it into a pile and you flattened the pile, does not exempt you
from payah.
From payah. The only difference is that before you give the payah, you first have to be mafresh shum and meiser. So you mafresh shum and meiser, and then you give payah.
Too late to take it off before.
But you have to give payah. Okay, next. Fine. What does that mean? Nunu halacha. The noisim mishum hefker potim in hamaisros ad sheyim areach mishum hefker. Hamafker tivoso is a new case. Hamafker tivoso ba achar v'zocher ba ein hazocher b'chay b'maisros. It says above halei v'kein l'chid v'nachlei mach yotza hefker shiyot chavu yodai shavin. Okay, hefker is potter from meiser. Why? How do we know that hefker is potter from meiser? Because it says in the pasuk above halevi, stayed in the Torah, above halevi ki ein lechelek v'nachla imach. Yotza hefker shiyotcha v'yodai shavin. Okay, so a levi, when it comes to hefker, everyone is the same. We are all in the same boat.
Yeah. So what does hefker have to do with this whole
situation? So therefore hefker is potter.
That's mishum hefker. Is that what you're reading?
Right. Mishum hefker hamafker tvua. So it's one thing at a time. If you mafker your tvua. Ubo acher v'zocher bo. Ein hazocher bo chay b'maisros. Tosiv ubo alevi kei lechil b'nach li'moch. Yotze hefker.
Shiyot chav yad
yishav. Na yohim.
Mafke tfuasa. acha hamaria.
But if you mafke tivos acha meiruch, ena hefke hu potem emaisa. But if you mafke, if you mafke, bichayv emaisa. Avol mafke tivos lacha meiruch. So if this goes over here,
way to get away with maisas, be mafke and then take over it again.
It says you're not potter. Avol mafke tivos lacha meiruch, ena hefke hu potem emaisa. No, then you potter. If you mafka, if you mafka, it's smash. If you mafka before the meruach, you potter.
Right, I potter. Now, let's say I take it. I'm mafka my field, all my tefuah, before I'm a meruach, and then I say, okay, now I'll take it back.
So technically, you potter. You've done something unethical, but technically, you potter. That's what it says.
Okay, good.
It says when you mafkir, so when noisim mishum hefkir, once you pass meruach, so mishum noisim mishum hefkir. If now what is it mean? Noisim mishum hefkir upot min amaisras. Once you do
meruach,
the noisim mishum hefkir upot min amaisras. Hamafkir tivos uvarach v'zachba ein hazachba chay b'amaisras. Tichsev v'bal levikin chol nachlo imach yatz hefkir shiatcha.
Avu
hamafkir tivos uvarach meruach. In a hefker, who plays him in a maestro? When they say Mishum, hefker, you're not part of it. I don't see the words.
Wait a second, it could be the person who takes over the field. If I made a hefker after Maria, the person who takes over the field still.
But it says you're part of it. When they say Mishum hefker, put him in a maestro. It's the chayv maestro. I don't understand what it means. Noisim mishum hefker potem in a maestros.
But this is what he did before, no?
I don't understand. So, yeah.
At first he says if you did it before, then you're not chayiv.
Yeah.
But if you do it after meriach, then the person and the person made it hefker, then the person has to get maestro. It depends when you mafker. If you mafker before you meriach, so the person who takes over and you also made it hefker before you were meriach, right? So that the person who takes it over does not have to get maisis. But if you were mafkid, if you did meriach, the person who takes over the field still has to get maisis. That's the way I'm understanding it. Verstehst?
No, I don't.
I was talking about before meriach and
yeah.
If the person made his field hefker before the maisa of meriach, and you came and took the field, you don't have to give trumas. You don't have to give my trumas and maizes. But if the guy flattened it out, did meriach, right?
Then
he was mafker.
Too little, too late.
Right. You still have to give maizes.
So
that's the way I'm understanding. So when
the mishnah says that's mishum hefker, that's when the maizes. That's mean before mich ad shei meriach. That if you mafker it, you mafker.
The noisim mishum maizes ad shei meriach. The noisim mishum hefker.
If you did not yet do meriach. Then and you gave mishum and they say mishum hefker. You give. What are you giving though? What are you giving?
You give him the field. You're giving him the.
Let's see, 14.
Fourteen.
Who are you giving it to?
Yeah, he will be.
Aremas chitim lefei meruach shehefkira balasade poturim min amaisros. Who are you giving it to?
You're not. You're just making it hefker. If I make this hefker before it's meruach.
Yeah.
So therefore, whoever takes over the field will not have to give trumas and maizes. But if you're meriach, then I'm mafker.
It's too little, too late.
Right.
Okay, machal lebehima. What's this?
I think that's the way I understand.
Ad upato v'noisim mishum hefker. You can give him mishum hefker. Upato v'maizes ad shei meriach and take the meriach. You can be mafker.
Mishum hefker, you can be mafker. Upato v'maizes
ad
meriach. But yeah, afterwards
it's too little, too late. What's 15? What's 15? Ad shei meriach.
Yes, machal behim. Look at the cow.
Oh, who's you say? Are you implying that it's me?
Where did you come up with that from?
The sirens outside.
Do you look like a cow?
Do I?
No. I have no resemblance. No resemblance. You see how he walks on four? Do you walk on four?
You don't know what I do at home.
I'm talking bad.